Wisconsin Watch is pleased to present audio versions of our stories. I'm Brad Horn. Today we bring you a story about how Wisconsin could be like other states and save the lives of mothers by extending postpartum Medicaid coverage to a full year. It was recently blocked again by the state legislature. Story by Rachel Hale of Wisconsin Watch. For audio versions of in-depth investigative journalism like what you're about to hear, please subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts, and also follow our work on X, Facebook, and Instagram via the @WisconsinWatch handle. And a quick note that the original text of today's story may have been modified slightly in places, typically rounding large numbers up or down in order to make it easier for listeners to follow. And now the headline of today's story: Wisconsin's Medicaid postpartum protection lags most of the country. Originally published on February 27, 2024. Emily Schmidt didn't expect to be a mother. She was told at a young age that she would likely be infertile, so she was overjoyed when she got a positive pregnancy test result in 2017 at age 30. She made plans to hold a baby shower, decorate a room, and take maternity photos. Those plans were cut short, however, when she went into labor at 28 weeks, 3 whole months early, giving birth to her son 3 days later. Born at just 2 pounds, 10 ounces, he spent his first 60 days in the neonatal intensive care unit, or NICU. To complicate matters, Schmidt had recently left her job, qualifying her for the state's Badger Care Plus Medicaid program. In Wisconsin, where 2 of every 5 mothers give birth on the program, coverage stops for most recipients at 60 days. For Schmidt, it meant that when she left the NICU, it also meant the end of any postpartum care for her. Quote, "There was literally no support for me, and once he was born, that was it. They were like, okay, well, we don't want to see you. We want to see the baby," said Schmidt of Mount Horeb, Wisconsin. Quote, "Instead of me having the opportunity to say, hey, something's not right, or I need support, I didn't even have that option because of the Medicaid program," end quote. Each year, at least 25 Wisconsin women die during or within 1 year of pregnancy. Less than a third of deaths occur during birth. Experts say extending the coverage period for women insured under Medicaid could help new mothers with depression and other health issues, saving lives among Wisconsin's most vulnerable residents. Yet, the state legislature has turned down extensions with bipartisan support on multiple occasions. That includes a bipartisan bill that passed the Wisconsin State Senate this session, but the state assembly didn't take up, making Wisconsin just 1 of 4 states without plans to implement a full-year extension. Doctors say an extension would allow patients struggling with anxiety, postpartum depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, substance use disorders, and other mental health issues to continue therapy and medication amid sleep deprivation and stress. Quote, "The year following a delivery is a very important year with huge life changes, and where having adequate health care is absolutely essential," said Dr. Lee Driesang, a family medicine doctor at UW Health and a professor at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. At a legislative hearing, he said that of the patients he followed with postpartum depression, quote, "exactly 0 magically got better at 60 days after delivery." Maternal mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth, according to the Maternal Mental Health Leadership Alliance, an advocacy group with the goal of improving the mental health of U.S. mothers, with suicide and overdose being the top causes of death in the first year postpartum. 1 in 5 women struggle with maternal mental health conditions, but 75% don't receive treatment. The emotions that manifest amid postpartum anxiety create a vulnerable time full of doubt and shame that can become overwhelming, explained Dr. Sarah Ornst Bloomquist, the co-founder of a Milwaukee-based perinatal mental health organization, Mom's Mental Health Initiative. Thoughts might manifest in the form of, quote, "if you really wanted to be a mother, you wouldn't feel this way," or, quote, "you're not a good mom," or, quote, "your family will be better off without you." Bloomquist herself had lots of energy in the days leading up to the birth of her first child, but anxiety overcame her as soon as her son was born, a feeling that worsened during the postpartum period. Quote, "It was a shock to my system every time they woke me up and brought him to me," Blomquist said. "It felt like I was just being zapped with this onslaught of anxiety and pressure with no way out, like I was trapped," end quote. In the year after she gave birth, Blomquist switched medications multiple times, met with postpartum specialists, and sought out perinatal therapy, all of which was covered under her private insurance. She can't imagine what her first 60 days postpartum would have been like without those resources, calling it, quote, "a nightmare that would have set her up, quote, for failure." Finding a therapist who understands those issues can take time. Amid stigma and lack of resources, many women won't reach out for help in the first place, and when they do, quote, "one little deterrent will shut them down for good," end quote. While about 50 to 85% of women experience postpartum blues in the days and weeks after delivery, postpartum depression doesn't usually emerge until 2 to 3 months postpartum, though it may occur earlier. The second time Blomquist gave birth, in 2012, it wasn't until 2 months postpartum that she started experiencing symptoms of depression. Quote, "It's very heartbreaking and it cuts you down to the core, this disease. It affects your entire perception of motherhood and what kind of mother you are and can be," Blomquist said. Quote, "These legislators, I don't understand. It could happen to one of their children or grandchildren, and most likely has," end quote. Women during pregnancy and in the postpartum period may also experience elevated weight and thyroid conditions, seizure disorders, high blood pressure disorders, diabetes in pregnancy, and substance use disorders, among others, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Pre-existing chronic conditions like hypertension, diabetes, and heart disease may worsen during pregnancy or postpartum. We will return to the story shortly, but we wanted to take a moment to remind you that Wisconsin Watch is a nonpartisan, not-for-profit news source with offices in Madison and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This and all our stories can be found at wisconsinwatch.org. If you value this kind of labor-intensive, fact-checked journalism, please consider donating at wisconsinwatch.org/donate. Donations to Wisconsin Watch are tax deductible. And now, back to Wisconsin's Medicaid postpartum protection lags most of the country. Lawmakers previously pushed for a 90-day coverage period for new mothers. The 2021 state budget required Wisconsin's Department of Health Services, or DHS, to request federal approval of a Medicaid plan to extend postpartum eligibility to 90 days, but the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in January indicated to DHS that it doesn't intend to approve a request for a new demonstration waiver for a coverage period shorter than 12 months. Contraception is, quote, "particularly an issue," end quote, that would benefit from an extension beyond 60 days, according to Dr. Driesang, the UW Health Family Medicine doctor mentioned earlier. More time would allow doctors to recommend waiting on patient-centered care, including contraceptives like an intrauterine device, or IUD, the country's second most common type of birth control. During the pandemic, enhanced federal funding for state Medicaid programs through the Families First Coronavirus Response Act ensured that postpartum individuals covered by Medicaid had continuous coverage. But that coverage ended last April. Driesang said having the benefits clients received was a, quote, "really essential and wonderful silver lining." He continued saying, quote, "I would hope that legislators could listen to the patients and health providers who witnessed how life-saving and helpful that extra coverage was to make it permanent and take advantage of this 12-month extension while it's available," end quote. Tina Elliott, a psychotherapist in Madison, first qualified for Badger Care when her and her husband's work hours dropped during the pandemic. She gave birth to her first child that April and has been on the program since, calling it, quote, "incredible to have continuous coverage." Quote, "With Badger Care, you can go and get it covered and get it taken care of. If you have a marketplace plan, you probably have a high deductible that you're always thinking, can I afford even the deductible because I'm already paying a premium? And how much is this going to affect my family to pay this bill?" Elliott said. Savannah Bertrand of the Chippewa Valley area gave birth to her daughter on Medicaid in February of 2020. Continuous enrollment allowed her to seek services for hypertension and additional mood stabilizers for the postpartum depression she developed. Quote, I probably wouldn't have even sought any help if I knew that the postpartum Medicaid wasn't extending its limit, Bertrand said. Bertrand, who is now a nurse family partnership parent ambassador, said the economic output of investing in her mental health, quote, was enormous, end quote, for her long-term postpartum success. The extension also allowed her family to expedite genetic testing, which led to an early autism diagnosis and enrollment in early childhood services by the time her daughter was 2 months old. Quote, even if my daughter would have gotten on Medicaid, say, a month later with backdating, that would have all been pushed off at least until summer, Bertrand said. Currently, when a mother's Medicaid eligibility is redetermined after 60 days, eligibility is reduced from 306% to 100% of the federal poverty level. Women whose income is anywhere above the federal poverty level, which is about $1,700 per month in Wisconsin for a single mom with a child, must seek private marketplace coverage or lose insurance. Mothers who lose Medicaid eligibility might also experience churn, which refers to the period someone is uninsured when disenrolling and re-enrolling in insurance programs due to different eligibility requirements. As a result, they may miss appointments and lose access to necessary treatment and medication, according to Amy Domeyer-Klensky, the chair of the Wisconsin section of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Quote, you have to do all this paperwork and applications when you're not getting enough sleep. You may be suffering from a postpartum mood disorder. You're experiencing really huge bodily changes and health stressors, and you're newly a parent, Domeyer-Klensky said. Quote, it's this high-risk time for parents that we're asking them to reapply and re-qualify for insurance, end quote. Federal law requires states to provide pregnancy-related Medicaid coverage for 60 days postpartum for people earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level. States can broaden eligibility or event coverage later. Wisconsin sets the income threshold at 306% during that 60-day period, which is the highest level of all 50 states. Following the 2021 state budget requiring DHS's waiver request, the Republican-led legislature again rejected Governor Tony Evers' attempts to include an extension in the budget this year. But Congress's American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, as well as the Appropriations Act of 2023, gave states a permanent option to receive federal matching funds for 12-month extensions. 43 states and Washington, D.C. have implemented a 12-month extension, and 3 are in the process. Wisconsin has not. A bipartisan bill would put the state on a fast track. Introduced in March 2023, the bill would have extended medical assistance eligibility for postpartum care from 60 days to 12 months. The state Senate passed the bill 32-1 last autumn, but Wisconsin's assembly never scheduled it for a floor session before adjoining this February. A previous version last session failed to get a floor vote in either chamber. Wisconsin Republicans have also refused to expand Medicaid coverage with federal funding available for the past decade under the Affordable Care Act. States that expanded Medicaid had significantly lower rates of maternal mortality compared with non-expansion states, according to a widely circulated February 2020 study published in a journal covering women's health. Like many health issues, postpartum complications affect women of color at a disproportionate rate. In Wisconsin, Black women are 5 times more likely to die of pregnancy-related issues than white women, according to DHS, about twice the national rate. Jamie Daw, an assistant professor at Columbia University Mailman School of Public Health, said the crisis is on policymakers' minds in a way it hasn't been historically. Comparing it to how awareness about infant mortality rose as an issue in the 1980s, she said maternal mortality is, quote, having its moment. Half of these pregnancy-related deaths are happening in the year after birth, which is a huge rethinking of the entire problem. When it comes to maternal mortality, the traditional focus has been on pregnancy and childbirth, Daw said. In the wake of the Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade, legislation increasing postpartum coverage has generally been bipartisan. Testimonials in support of the standalone bill included Pro-Life Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Catholic Conference, as well as the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and a group called Kids Forward that advocates for children of color. State Senator Joan Balwag, a Republican from Markesian, Wisconsin, helped author the standalone bill and said she can't think of any other issue with this much support from registered organizations. Quote, "As a pro-life community, we think that this is an important piece to making sure that healthy moms make sure that babies are healthy," Balwag told Wisconsin Watch. Quote, "Science and healthcare have told us that we need to extend this coverage to make sure that we aren't causing women to fall through the healthcare gaps," end quote. Schmidt agreed that mothers and babies need to be thought of as one joint unit. She said a full year extension would have helped her get back on her ADHD and antidepressant medications, which she couldn't afford to pay for out of pocket. She also would have reached out to a postpartum therapist. Since giving birth to her son, she's advocated for an extension with the nonprofit maternal health group March of Dimes, speaking at their Day of Action at the state capitol in 2021, and serving as a group ambassador. Quote, "There's all this buzz when baby's born, and then you go home from the hospital, and that's it. What do you do now?" Schmidt said. Quote, "How am I supposed to continue to care for this little baby if I myself am over here in the darkness feeling completely out of control and lost?" End quote. Daw, the professor from Columbia University, noted that other states that have historically had lower Medicaid generosity, like Missouri and West Virginia, have implemented or are in the process of implementing a 12-month extension. Quote, "Many states where there has been resistance against Medicaid expansions, like Tennessee or Texas, they've gone ahead and implemented the postpartum extension with very little fanfare," Daw said. Quote, "Generally, this has been kind of a bipartisan policy proposal, and it's been accepted from red states and blue states, an unusual feat in the world of Medicaid policy." Schmidt said she thinks the bill hasn't moved forward because of a stigma associated with Medicaid recipients, and she noted that doctors and healthcare staff, quote, "instantly treated her differently once she was switched onto the program." She said her health concerns were often downplayed, and that she was talked to condescendingly during her pregnancy. Quote, "Regardless of your socioeconomic standing, you should still be able to be safe and secure," she said. You've been listening to a story titled, "Wisconsin's Medicaid Postpartum Protection Lags Most of the Country," with original reporting for this story by Wisconsin Watch's Rachel Hale. The story was read by Brad Horn in Madison, Wisconsin. One last time before we go, if you enjoy our stories, please consider making a donation to support our journalism at wisconsinwatch.org/donate. And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and on social media. We are at Wisconsin Watch on whatever platforms you choose to social, and we'll see you next time.